I wonder if Jake Arts had dealt with that sort of stuff before at Tigerland. He's a young gun from the Tigers. I like watching this young man play. He's got some real go. And I'll tell you what, when he plays well, the Tigers play as well. And he joins us on the line. Jake, good morning.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, buddy. Great to have you with us. I reckon you're a bloody good player, Jake. And you've come from deep in the rookie list a couple of years ago. You've played a lot of footy since then. Have you worked out that you're pretty good at this game? Like, do you feel comfortable in the AFL level in, what are you, 25 games in?
I guess you could say that. It's taken a lot of work to get to where I am now, but I mean, feeling comfortable is one thing, but running on the MCG in front of 50,000 people is another. But
what was that like for you though? That first moment you got the chance to do that in front of the big Tiger faithful at the G, having known how hard you had to work to get there.
I didn't really get to witness it last year because of what was going on up in the hub and stuff. But to be honest, I didn't really notice it. Once you get into the zone and you're running out onto the field with your teammates, it's sort of like you sort of zone into what you need to do. I mean, after the game is sort of a good feeling when you get a win and the song's going and the crowd's cheering. But yeah, it's a pretty surreal feeling at that stage.
How different is this year for you then, knowing what you know now and playing the 14 games you did last year and that qualifying final against the Lions as well? Now, experiencing all that, and albeit in a hub situation quite different in the world, how different has your preparation been for this season for the Tigers?
It's sort of been the same. Going into the hub, we knew it was going to be a challenge for some boats. We sort of really relished that opportunity because it brought us back together. Obviously COVID threw spanner in the works, but we were able to come together and connect like we do. And then this year's sort of been the same. I mean, we've all gone back to our normality, back to our families and stuff, but it's sort of not much has changed. We just stick to our process, and although we haven't had the wins that we've liked, that we would have liked this year, we haven't sort of seen alarm bells yet. Sort of, it's just one. We just stick to our process, and the system will take care of itself, I guess.
Jake, you're a Tigers supporter growing up, and I always think that's a really nice thing to have going on to play for that club. So, you know, you're talking about the crowd. You were in the crowd as you were growing up. There was no kind of sense of acknowledgement around that, or were you literally able to just block that out?
I guess there is a little bit. I haven't really had much time to go back and sort of reflect on it. As footy these days, like, the next week moves pretty quickly, so you've just got to, prepare for the next training or next game. But, I'm sure my family and mates, they get a bit more out of it than what I do at the moment. There will be a time where I'll sit back and I'll probably go watch a game and sit in the crowd again one day, and that's when I'll sort of think about the opportunity that I got at the time, so...
And how does life balance for you at the moment? You did spend a reasonable amount of time at VFL land, 5 or 6 years, waiting for your opportunity. You were balancing being a chippy, I think, at that time. Is that something that you're still working on? You're still doing? Have you got time for that? How does that work?
Back in the day playing VFL, I was pretty much on the tools 40 hours a week, so. Getting in the train and that was a challenge in itself.
Yeah.
But now it's all sort of changed. I sort of haven't spent a lot of time on the tools. I did last year when we went into COVID, got back on the tools for a bit, which was I really enjoyed that. I got to, spend the time doing what I loved, which I still love doing it. But now it's just sort of trying to rest the body. I'm doing a couple of courses now that I can upskill my building, and I try to stay off the tools as much as I can. I've got a little daughter now, so I sort of spend a lot of time at home with her, looking after her. So if I can stay off the tools for now as much as I can, that'd be awesome.
Hey, Jake, the second half last Friday night against the Bulldogs, how important was that for the team, just from a confidence perspective? Obviously, you know how to win premierships, you know how to play good footy, but that was pretty special in the second half to turn it around like you did.
Yeah, it was. It was. I mean, we sort of just went in at half time, and we knew the Doggies were going to be a challenge for us, and as most teams have been. We just refined what we were good at half time and what we needed to bring, and we sort of just come out and just applied the pressure that we needed to, and what we've shown we can do, and what we know we have, and that's what we did. And fortunate to us, we were able to, you know, squeeze the Doggies in and force them to make errors that they sort of weren't making in the first half and stuff. So it was a credit to our boys.
So when you go into halftime and you're down as you were, and Damien speaks to you, can you identify that yourself, or even as a collective, that it's almost reinforcing what you guys are thinking and talking about as you come off? Are you that good now because you've been so successful that you kind of know when it's working and when it's not and how to fix it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there was always the Doggies are a good handball side, and we knew that that's what they wanted to do, and we just had to squeeze that in and force them to make errors that they didn't want to make. And at halftime going in, we weren't alarmed. We did know what we had to do, and it was good messaging from the coaches just to get that back through to us, and it showed in the third quarter.
Well, good messaging from the coaches. I did hear Dimmer speak about the fact that he lost his way in his halftime speech and address at the end. Did you notice that?
Oh, I think it's been coming on for a couple of weeks now. He's shown a few signs of slipping up. And,
really?
Yeah. Everyone just lets it go through to the keeper, but this one, he just had to own it, I think.
So he said, he put his hand up and said, oh, I don't even know what I'm talking about here, boys.
Just go and do it. That makes perfect sense. Hey, Jake, if I was to ask Damien Hardwick what your job was in the team, what would it be?
Along with a few of us, us small forwards, we play a role, and as everyone does on the ground, everyone's got their own certain role, and it all looks different. And, if you know what the role is and you can go out and execute it, then that's all that Dimmer wants us to do. And, people watching the game might think, my role, we're not getting a lot of touches, but it's what the team needs. And, if that's what Dimmer wants us doing, and that's all we can do. That's all we can ask for, so.
Whatever that is he wants you to do, you're doing a great job at the moment. I can't wait to see you in action on Friday night against the Cats as well at the MCG. It's going to be an absolute cracker, the two teams that competed for last year's premiership in action again in round 8. Good luck to you, Jake. Nice to chat, mate. Go get them on the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.